Good morning, children, and welcome back to Joys of the Butcher, where I show you how to take care of those pesky wanderers that made it into your cave, your factory, or wherever else you call home and finger paint with the blood of the innocent. On today's episode, I'm going to show you how to properly make a living effigy of your victim. An effigy is a living scarecrow, very good for keeping people away. They send a message that really just screams, "Not welcome." Some you can use for spells and curses, some can be warnings, or some can just be decorations made to instill fear. Today, I'm going to show you how to make an effigy of your catch. It'll be very painful, they'll bleed out ever so slowly, and if you take the time to feed and water them, they can last for months. So, today's victim is a young man named Sebastian. Say hi, Sebastian. Oh, he's a little shy, children. So, I used traditional bait and trap techniques to catch him. I had an infant for my last catch and lured him into the bear trap. The baby, I can assure you, was delicious. So, let's begin by preparing our scarecrow to be mounted on the pole. Now, some forms of living scarecrows are pretty extreme. One such method, used by Vlad III or Vlad the Impaler, involved the pole going through the body, beginning by splitting the rectum, applying a paste to stop the bleeding, and then the stake being hammered through the body. This method, while still a sort of scarecrow, would often kill them within a few minutes, but some were known to last several days. The key to this method was that the more the person moved, the deeper the stake would go into their body. He absolutely loved this method and would often decorate his home with prisoners of war, both as a show of force and just his own personal taste in lawn decorations. Most of those lawn ornaments were alive for several days and would cry out in muffled screams of pain all throughout the night. But see, we want our scarecrow to last, to cry out in regret for ever thinking they could ever come and take our toys. So, let's start with the ropes. In some cases, your catch may still have some fight left in them. Now, Sebastian here lost most of his fight once he found the bear trap instead of the weeping child, but I'll show you a few things you can do to help your victim accept their new life as an ornament. Today's episode, we'll be using a scalpel, a club, or really anything blunt and with a handle will do, and some barbed wire. There are many different kinds. Barbed, razor, even chain link will work, but because we want to keep the pain in their head constant and so they stay awake, I chose barbed wire. Now, first, we'll break their hands. Now, one method to really create fear and loathing in their head would be to begin with the fingernails. Start by taking a blunt instrument and bring it down on their thumb. Silly me, I missed and broke the knuckle. But that's okay, kids. The fun thing about fingers is that there's 10 of them to work with, so you really have a lot of room for error. Lots of practice. Anyway, also, breaking the knuckle is okay, because it saves you effort later when you move on to the hand. So, this time, let's use the handle and stamp it down. See? The nail broke in 3 different places, and the bone is poking out in the middle. Did you hear how loud he screamed? That's how you know it's working. But just you wait, kids. We're going to get louder screams out of him yet. We've only just begun. So, let's go ahead and finish his other hand. completely shatter the knuckle again. My aim is just not how it used to be. Okay, so, now that they can't grab any weapons or open any doors in the event they escape, we can move on to the arms and then the feet. I tend to find that stretching the arm out in front of them and taking a swing under the elbow really does the trick. Now, sometimes it takes a few swings to get it right, but it would seem each swing has connected. There we go. That last one did it. Didn't that scream just sound nice? I promise you, when you try this yourself, it'll sound even better. Now, next, we are going to flip the victim over and bend it behind him. We won't be using a club this time. Instead, we're just going to bring his arm all the way around forward, like so that his palm is flat on the ground above him. Now, if you have a flexible victim, and that alone didn't snap his shoulder, you can bring his wrist back up off the ground and stomp until it snaps. You need to use caution when doing this, as you could possibly snap his wrist off. And while it would be fun to watch our friend here bleed out, it would make a mess, and then we'd have to go and find another toy. So, onto the feet. These are short and sweet, very easy. We'll use the scalpel here to remove the nails. The pinky toe just takes a little jerk of the finger, but you can see from the way they scream that it is just as effective. The other toes, just a flick of the wrist will do. Now, the big toe. We could carve the nail off of the toe, but we aren't monsters. We want to enjoy our work. So first, we'll take the club and hold the foot down with it. Really hold it tight so you can get a good grip and make sure his foot doesn't move. Now, we'll grab the big toe and in one motion, rip it away from the other toes. It may take a few tries, but you can tell when it works because the scream just goes up in decibels. It is lovely. Well, there we are. Hello, Mr. Exposed Toe Knuckle. Now, with a closed fist, you want to bring it down as hard as you can. See how the nail chipped and went back into the flesh? He's going to have a really hard time running away right now, which is what you're going for. So next, you're going to want to repeat this process with the other foot. And don't forget to remove the nails from the big toe once you shatter it. Or, alternatively, you could shove the removed nail into the exposed toe knuckle. I really encourage you to get creative with it. Do what you want, whatever you think will cause the most pain and suffering. Okay, what is next? I was so excited about the toenails, I completely lost track of where I was. Don't worry, Sebastian. We'll get there eventually. Now let's see. Ah, next, that's right, their legs. Victims don't need kneecaps. They don't need to run away, they just need to writhe in pain. So I'll show you a few fun ways to shatter them. Now, you're going to put the victim on his side. Oh, aren't those tears just adorable, kids? So, on his side, you're going to place a firm foot on the victim's thigh and bring the ankle up to you. You'll feel some solid pops and breaks as you raise the ankle, but don't stop until it's as high in the air up as you can go, until the ankle is as tall as you are. Another fun method I prefer to use is by practicing my golf swing. I don't have my trusty 9-iron with me, so I'll imitate with the club. So what you're going to do is you're going to lay the victim on his back and line his body up in a straight line. I'll set a tee up in his kneecap, like so. The ligament is especially good at holding it in place. Now, hold still, Sebastian. I don't want to miss, and I know you don't either. So, look at me, kids. Proper stance of the feet. Make sure your hands are in place on the club handle, as so. Bring it back, and swing! That was close. I almost missed the tee. I managed to graze the flesh and tear the ligament clean, but I didn't hit my mark. Now, hold still, Sebastian. I need to place another tee. You can't practice your golf swing without a target. All right, sweethearts, we are at hole 18. We're going for a double bogey. Here goes the windup, and... Ah, fudge. I'm sorry, Sebastian. I didn't mean to slip and shatter your hip. Gosh, I should probably let you know, kids. I don't play golf. I just like practicing my golf swing, but remember... Practice makes perfect. I'll get it this time, I assure you. So, set the tee up again, wind up, proper stance. And there we go, folks. His running days are over. Now that we have our friend comfortable and ready to stick around for a while, it's time we get him propped up and ready to scare away intruders for us. So, with the help of a parent, a friend, we're going to hoist him up onto the wooden tripod. See? Like this. It might be a little bit effort for you, so I really do suggest you get the help of a parent or friend. And we're going to tie him on with a barbed wire. Since we broke his arms, we can adjust him into any kind of position we want. Me, personally, I'm going for a hello neighbor, how are you kind of pose, but like I said, be creative. This is really a fun part for you, posing him. Okay, now make sure the barbs go into the flesh. Not deep enough to puncture important veins, mind you, but just deep enough to say hello. Now, while we aren't putting it deeper into the flesh, it doesn't mean that their wiggling and cries for help won't push it deeper. So, Sebastian, from this point on, your life is in your own hands. Now that we have him propped up and waving hello, we just need to add the IV needle into his arm. This will keep him hydrated and alive for as long as we want him. Sebastian, you'll be happy to know I didn't have time to clean the needle. But don't worry. I have a blowtorch to get rid of all of that pesky infectious bacteria. But don't worry, kids, you don't need a blowtorch. Any match or open flame will do. So, we're just going to leave that over here, leave the needle over the flame for a few minutes so it's properly sanitized. Now, Sebastian here, isn't that intimidating? Is he, kids? But we have some things here to help with that. Here, we have a mask, well, a sack, really. I used it to hold the infant I mentioned earlier, but the dead body was only there for a couple of weeks, so it isn't that dirty. And don't worry about the excess. We'll be tying it up so that it's nice and tight around your face, Sebastian. Now, the blood-soaked cloth and the writhing around really paints a sad picture, so I've taken liberty to paint a happy face onto the mask. It might draw others closer, and if we really want to be creative and resourceful, we could throw a few traps around the scarecrow and find some new toys to play with. Alright, so after a couple of minutes, your needle should be red, hot, and ready to be inserted. Bite your tongue, Sebastian. This is going to be a little bit of a prick. And kids, if the flesh starts melting after you insert the needle, don't worry, that is perfectly normal, and the flesh will stop melting after about 5 minutes. So, once that's done, we'll snake the IV around him and hoist the IV up next to him. Now, you could bind this to him in some way that's more comfortable, but for convenience's sake, I'm just going to duct tape it to the side of his head. This will work in a pinch. Now, another very important question that I'm sure all of you are asking is, what do we feed Sebastian? What would keep him nice and healthy and going on for as long as possible? Well, sweethearts, we have something here known as green juice. I like flesh as much as the next little monster, but sometimes I like a good healthy detox diet of nothing but veggies. Because veggies are very important, children. Nutritious, healthy, full of vitamins, and they'll keep you going, give you energy to do whatever you want. Grow big and strong, just like I know you can be. But don't worry. You don't have to go to the market or ask your parents for the freshest, cleanest greens that they have, because those are for you. Really, all you have to do is go through the trash, get the spoiled, rotten bits, and turn them into juice. That is enough for our friend Sebastian here. Don't you agree, Sebastian? He can't talk right now, but I'm sure he agrees. Now, I have no intention of coming back here for a while to check up on him, so I have a feeding tube I'll be, well, feeding down his throat, and a bigger bag of juice. I'll be taping the IV somewhere next on what's left of that noggin of yours. And so with the tube and IV attached, I'll go ahead and wrap that sack around your head. Doesn't that just look silly, children? And there we have it, sweethearts. Your effigy, or your scarecrow, your toy, whatever you want to call it, is complete. This has been so much fun, kids. This has been Joys of the Butcher. And I can't wait to see you next week. Bye-bye!